Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. If you find yourself in a rut, don't furnish it. Probably one of my favorite quotes, one that I turn to more than most others. If you find yourself in a rut, don't furnish it. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series, mini episodes that air daily between our full-length Monday and Saturday episodes to help you take a few minutes every day to be intentional about creating a change in your life and making progress instead of just going by autopilot and realizing another month went by and you didn't make meaningful change. If you find yourself in a rut, don't decorate the space. One of the biggest challenges that I see my clients face when they feel stuck is that they focus so much on their stuckness, why they're stuck, what it feels like to be stuck, their personal reflections on stuckness, the way that it looks like, the way things have always looked. They're literally putting pictures on the wall and hanging curtains in this rut instead of putting their head down and moving out of it, taking an intentional step away from where they've been, away from where they do not want to remain. They're furnishing the rut instead of running away from it, instead of getting scrappy and resourceful and being on the move. Now, this looks different for everybody. For you, furnishing the rut could be complaining. For you, furnishing the rut could be sitting there looking at the walls instead of getting up and moving. What does it look like for you? One of the things I always tell my clients is don't just passively hear these messages and then go about your day. Really look at what does this look like for me? How can I use this? What is in this for me? How can I not only understand the message that Elizabeth was saying, but understand what it looks like in my own life? So that I can recognize it, so that I cannot repeat it. If you find yourself in a rut, do not furnish it. I'll see you tomorrow.